too bad.
I give a pretty for my trunk.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got my husband's trunk. It was up down in that little house when my dwelling burned, but
yes,
it's a small trunk.
Yes, ma'am. How long has your maid been working for you?
2 years. The last day of July. She come in here. This is 78. She come here in 76. The last day of July, 76.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to tell you, that woman is a good, I recommend her for everything in the world but a cook. She's not the best in there. She don't know how to plan a meal.
Is that right?
Because she's a nurse.
Oh.
She nursed 23 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And her feet got so bad she had to quit nursing.
Oh.
Calluses on the bottoms of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there's not much to do here, you see. And she can work for me. But now I'm not a bit afraid for her to take my car and drive it, go to town. I send her to town a lot. Because I've rode with her. She carries me anywhere I want to go.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's a good, careful driver. And she's as kind and good to me as if I was a baby. But she's too high.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, she is. I paid her $65 a week from the day she come here until 2 weeks ago. And she went up.
Mm.
She raised her hours, which I didn't need. If she'd stay here about 5 or 6 hours a day, that's a large plenty, but she raised it. Comes in at 7:30 and leaves at 3:30, but 5 days a week. Makes that 8 hours, that makes 40 hours a week, you
yes,
see.
Ma'am.
$2.69 an hour, I think it is. It runs. When I hold the Social Security out on her, I pay her $99 and some few cents. It's nearly $100. So I don't know where I'm going to keep her much longer or not. That's too much for what she's having to do.
Well, that would be over $100 a week.
Now, I don't know what I'll do because the reason that I've had her here all this time, I didn't want to go to a nursing home.
Yes, ma'am.
And my children don't want me to go to a nursing home. And my boy that's retired from the Air Force is paying her. He sends me a check every month to pay her. But he sent me a little bit more than it took to pay her, and I just kept putting it in the bank and holding it back. I've got enough to get by till Christmas without telling him, but he's coming home Christmas, and then I'm going to talk it over with him. I've done talked to the other boy. He lives up here at Cleary, close to Jackson. But now he's a retired heart patient and don't work. He's on a disability, Social Security. His wife works. She's got a grand job and makes good money. But, they helped me a lot by coming down here and seeing about little things needs to be done, and he does love to bring something down here, come tagging in maybe one time with a sack of sugar and the next time with a tray of meat. I never know what's coming next. And when my company come in August, up they drove with a whole baked ham, and he can bake the best ones anybody I ever saw. And a big pot of baked beans. And you don't have that help me out with all that company.
That's right. I bet it did.
And the other boy, though, he sends all that money in here. And I didn't think I'd say anything to try to write it or call him or nothing about it. I'm just going to wait till Christmas and talk about him.
Yes, ma'am.
About it. But, we may make different arrangements. I'm not going to get nobody else that would suit me like her, but that's an awful lot of money.
Sure is.